let's talk about the new album. Now, you have a country song on this record with Tim McGraw. I know you
Well, not quite.
Okay.
Tim McGraw is a country artist, but the song is anything but country. It's more a case of Tim McGraw going rock than it is of Def Leppard going country.
I hear you, and I know the lines are blurring a little bit, so...
Well, they certainly are, and they have been for a few years. I mean, you listen to the production values of any modern country record, and or even go to see a modern country show, and it's like 1987, you know? It's like Whitesnake or Motley Crue or Def Leppard or whatever. It's like a big rock show, and, you know, there's reverb on the drums, and there's layered guitars and vocals on the records, and, you know, it is what it is. Rock ceased to become about the spectacle in the 90s with the advent of grunge music. You know, rock became very self-reflective, and bands didn't put on big shows anymore, and they stood on stage and stared at their shoes and sang about heroin and how they hated life. You know, and that's rock in the 80s was celebrating life. It was about exuberance and joy and escapism, and that's what Def Leppard has always been about. And you know, country music basically saw the void there and said, well, hey, you know, if you guys ain't going to celebrate life, we are, and God bless them for it, you know. But I think things have changed. I mean, certainly for us, I mean, as a touring band, our live show has been getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm glad to say over the last 5 years with every tour, because, you know, we kind of peeked out from behind the 90s and said, okay, it's safe to be who we are again. You know, it's safe to be a joyous, big arena rock band. You know, frankly, I don't think there's many bands can do it as well as Def Leppard. So we're reveling in it. And Tim McGraw, he stepped up to the plate as a rock singer. I mean, he has his little southern drawl thing going on in the first verse of the song Nine Lives, where it's unmistakably Tim. But to be honest, as soon as the song kicks into gear, I mean, I had a hard time telling the difference between Tim and Joe Elliott when I first heard. I actually called Joe in Dublin. I said, hang on, where's Tim? And he said, that's him singing on this line, and that's me on this line. But, you know, Tim was doing such a good job as a rock singer that it really made it difficult for me.
You have three songs on the album that you wrote yourself. Is that because you prefer to write alone, or do you ever work with the band as a writer?
Well, traditionally in the past, we've always written songs to whatever extent, either just half songs or completed songs or whatever, and we've brought them to each other, and then we've proceeded to try and reinvent the wheel by tearing them apart and always thinking that no matter how good or how complete any particular song was, that collectively we could make it better. And sometimes we did, and a lot of times we didn't. A lot of times we made them worse. So for whatever reason on this record, I think probably because we really want to work a lot quicker, we decided when we got together to do the record, we sat down and we realized that we had about 13 or 14 or 15 completed songs, so we just picked the best 11 of them and went with that. So that's why there's not so much collaboration on this record, but personally I think it makes it a bit more interesting, because I think that all the principal writers in Def Leppard, between us, we have so much experience of making records and writing songs over the years that I honestly think that we're well capable of doing it, and I think it adds a bit more depth and more variety to the record while still having a Def Leppard sound, because everything we do still features all of us on vocals and all of us playing our instruments, so it'll always sound like a Def Leppard record. And I think it makes it more, gives it more scope lyrically when we write a few more songs individually, because we come from different places and we don't try and write by committee. And I think that that's generally been a thing about Def Leppard lyrics in the past, that they've been dumbed down, so to speak, because they've been done by committee. Whereas on this record, some of the lyrics are a lot more personal because they've come from individuals. Like, I know that Phil had a song that was inspired by the death of his father a couple of years ago, and, you know, that wouldn't have happened had we sat down to write that as a band, you know.
Now,
I have one song that I wrote that was inspired by my being in the band, by the death of Steve Clark, and then so many other, you know, icons to me who, you know, died far too soon, you know, and that kind of inspired me to write a little tune there too. But it's interesting, and you know, for me as the relative new guy in the band, I should also say that it is probably a bit more difficult for me than it is for Phil or Sav or Joe to write a Def Leppard song, because I haven't been in the band since day one. I've been in other bands and I have very different influences, that it's often difficult for me to sit down and try to write for Def Leppard. I'm not that good a writer where I can write to order. I tend to just write whatever comes out, and then it's a case of trying to make it fit the Def Leppard format, and unfortunately a lot of my songs don't, and you know, a great many of them never see the light of day with Leppard because of that. So, but that is what it is, you know. In this case, you know, fortunately for me, the songs were accepted as is.
So, does Joe Elliott ever change your lyrics?
Joe, yeah, he sings my lyrics. It's the difficulty Joe has is not in singing lyrics that I bring to the band. The difficulty that Joe has is phrasing it the same way, because I tend to also not only play guitar from a blues point of view, but my singing is probably a bit more blues influenced than Joe's is. So I phrase things very, very differently than how Joe would. And I think Joe would probably be the first to tell you that he probably finds it easier to sing, aside from his own songs, obviously, he probably finds it easier to sing songs that Phil writes or that Sav writes as opposed to the ones that I write, because my vocal phrasing tends to be very different.
Your solo on the song Cruise Control is pretty bluesy. How do you construct and compose your solos?
Traditionally, I have never constructed them at all. I've been a total fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants guitar player, and to a certain extent, I still am, although I'm getting a little bit more, as I get older, I'm getting a little bit more to the stage where I tend to try and at least, if not sit down and actually play something, at least try and imagine it in my head before I pick up the guitar. Whereas in the past, like the very first solo, this is a great example, and actually the ultimate example for me, the very first solo I ever put on record for Dio was Rainbow in the Dark on the Holy Diver record. So I was 20 years of age in L.A. doing my first album, really, really nervous about doing the guitar solo. And I can't remember what day it was, but we were in the studio in L.A., and I knew that I was going to have to do the solo on Rainbow in the Dark that night, and I knew it was an A minor. And that's all I'd planned. I didn't think about what I was going to play other than I knew it was an A minor. So I sat all day. I used to smoke cigarettes back then, unfortunately. And so I'd be drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes and playing every lick that I knew in A minor. And then when it came time that evening to do the solo, the one that's on the record is the very, very first take. And it's one take, and that was it. And then Ronnie, after I'd done it, Ronnie said, "Wow, that was great. Try another one." So I tried another one, and because I didn't want to repeat myself, I started to think about it too much, and I started trying to do something totally different, and consequently it wasn't as good. And he says, okay, try another one. And again, I tried a third one, and I tried to do something different still, and so it got even worse. So he said, okay, the first one was fantastic, we're keeping that. But that's traditionally the method that I've applied through my career, but the problem with that is you can't always be that inspired, you know? So oftentimes you fall on your face and it doesn't work. So in recent years, I try and, like I say, not so much play the performance prior to recording it, but I would try and hear it in my head. I'd certainly listen to the music over and over again before I'd actually pick up the guitar and play something. And the one in Cruise Control, I actually did hear at home, as was the solo I did on Gotta Let It Go. I did them at home on my Pro Tools direct through an Avalon preamp and using Amp Farm in Pro Tools. They were both done really, really quick, because when I work at home, I just, you know, I bang it out. There's nothing too polished at all. But sometimes that's better. And in fact, that's something I should also say. When it comes to doing guitar solos for records, I do actually prefer to be alone and be my own engineer. Most likely because I really don't know what I'm doing, and I kind of get very self-conscious if there's an audience, you know, even if it's only one or two people. So I prefer to be on my own.
Vivian, thank you for spending some time with me.
My pleasure, Joe. It's been great.
This is Joe Basso for Music Radar, the place for music makers, and I've been speaking with Vivian Campbell, guitarist for Def Leppard. Again, thank you very much.